Anti-nuclear advocacy from Pacific Islanders helped lay the groundwork for a treaty to ban nuclear weapons that's gaining momentum globally. This comes as the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo this week. The campaign, a coalition of NGOs, organised the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, which was adopted in July by 122 states in the UN General Assembly. Johnny Blades has more.
The campaign built up to the treaty through a process called the Humanitarian Initiative, which focused on changing the mindset about nuclear weapons. A member of the campaign's steering committee, Thomas Nash, says this meant thinking about nuclear weapons not as symbols of power and prestige, but as destructive weapons that have killed, polluted and poisoned. As well as six Pacific Island states, larger regional countries like New Zealand and Indonesia signed the treaty. Asked about Australia not signing on, Mr. Nash says security relationships with the world's superpowers often mould mindsets on the issue.
And for them, I think it's hard to break out of a mindset that nuclear weapons actually keep us safe. And for us in New Zealand, that's crazy, right? I mean, we don't think nuclear weapons keep us safe. We see nuclear weapons, like climate change, as the greatest threat to our existence as humanity. So I think it's about kind of changing your mindset. And I think this treaty and the recognition with the Nobel Peace Prize is going to go a long way to helping us change that mindset.
The United States, Britain and France have tested nuclear weapons in the Pacific Islands region, which has left a tragic, disastrous legacy. Pacific Islanders know intimately about the health and genetic impacts, as well as the displacement caused by nuclear testing, particularly in the Marshall Islands and the French Pacific. Mr. Nash says Pacific Island communities were very active in lobbying and the discussions around the treaty.
People in the Pacific played a strong role in that advocacy, both as government delegations, like the Marshall Islands, for example, and also as survivors from Australia who came to the meetings, talking about the way nuclear weapons have poisoned their land. And generally, the kind of advocacy from New Zealand and New Zealanders and the Pacific has sort of laid the groundwork over many decades for the idea of an international treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons.
Pacific regional civil society representatives played a key part in negotiations in New York leading up to the treaty in July. New Zealand's ambassador on disarmament, Del Higgy, says there was also very active engagement by Pacific governments who were strongly in support of the treaty and its prohibitions being comprehensive.
For instance, at one point, there was a discussion during the negotiations about whether testing would be prohibited in the new treaty, or whether testing would simply stay outside of it because it's already been dealt with in another treaty. The Pacific Island governments and New Zealand pushed very strongly to ensure that testing was prohibited under the new treaty.
She says it's unlikely that the nine countries understood to possess nuclear weapons will join the treaty in the immediate period ahead.
They didn't support its negotiation and they didn't attend it. So I don't think realistically we can expect any current nuclear weapon possessor to be one of the 50 that do ratify it.
50 states are required to ratify the treaty before it comes into force as a legal framework. Then, according to Pacific researcher and longtime anti-nuclear advocate Vanessa Griffin, even without nuclear-armed nations' support, it will help delegitimize nuclear weapons.
It must be done if we as human beings wish to eliminate something we've created which can actually eliminate humanity. If you want to take the worst-case scenario, that is possible. And it's not, ranting civil society activists saying this. You have many states recognizing, after the evidence, that yes, we have to turn around on this and actually have this prohibition, and it is a great achievement, at least to have this treaty now.
Dr. Griffin says the whole world needs to wake up to the reality that the impacts of nuclear warfare are not confined to borders and will affect the globe. She says, therefore, Pacific Islanders need to be listened to because they can cite the damage that nuclear weapons can do. This is Johnny Blades.